This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline is none other than the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. His name is Dave Archer. You get a chance to hear him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, among other places. And Arch, it's good to have you on, man, as we count down to the draft, April 29th. I want to address what happened today and get your thoughts, because the Falcons decide to release Ito Smith, and now you look at the running back room. I always talk about these rooms. You open the door, and who's in there? We got one guy right now.
Well, we got Allison, right? Two? Does that make it two?
Well, true. But how do you feel about the running back makeup, or the makeup of our running backs, and what do you think the Falcons are going to do now with that?
Well, we don't have any. That's number one. Hi, guys. Good to be with you guys. Mike Davis obviously played well against us last year. I think he did an excellent job of filling in for McCaffrey a year ago for Carolina, so I like that pickup. A little surprised that Ito Smith has shown the door. A little surprised there. I thought Ito Smith put in a lot of sweat equity in bad situations to try to come in as a small back and carry the load. I thought he did a good job as best he could a year ago. I thought he'd be a nice changeup back. Quadri Olison is still there, and Tony Brooks-James, a free agent that we signed back in 2019, is one of our practice squad guys, is still in the room as well. You got to go get some, right? You got to go get some guys potentially in the draft. I think that they're probably going to draft at least one running back in this draft, and we'll see what veterans are floating around out there that come in and kind of fill out the room.
It's Dave Archer with us. Him and Wes Drewham. We'll have the call right here when the season does begin. All right, partner, what are you doing it for, man? We've been chopping this up for seven ways to Sunday, man. You want a quarterback? You want to trade back? You want Pitts? Do you say, hey, there'll be more quarterbacks next year? We got Matt under contract for at least two more years.
Yeah, it's a tough one, Mike, because I think that everybody's talking about the 49ers, and the 49ers obviously made that trade and gave up all that draft equity to move up to take a quarterback at three. Who are they taking? Right. I think that that's the biggest question. Is I've heard all three guys, Lance, Mac Jones, and Justin Fields, all tied to the number three pick. If they don't take Justin Fields, who I, in my opinion, is the second best quarterback in this draft, does that mean you take the local kid? And I think that you could, if he's sitting there, there's a good, in my mind, that might be the time you squeeze the trigger on the quarterback. If he's not, then I'm not taking a quarterback. So that's the crux there for me. I've been talking about trading back for a while. I know you guys have discussed that as well. Can you garner some extra picks? Can you get a defensive back or an offensive lineman that can slide in at that left guard spot and make you solidified up front, and then have a couple extra picks where you can address running back, edge rusher? There are some good edge rushers that are going to be available in the top of the second round, so I think that you might be able to address that as well. So I guess I'm in favor, Mike. I'm talking on both sides of my mouth here, and I know we all have been, because it's really hard to figure out these guys. But I would say that for me right now, I'm interested in getting back into that 8, 9, 10 area, but who's going to be interested in coming up? You know, those teams aren't really looking for a quarterback, and that's the only reason you would make a jump like that. So it makes it tough to find a trade partner.
You had a chance to talk to Terry Fontenot. Some comments, I guess, he made national news in regards to his feelings about going to see all these quarterbacks. Arch, just recap that for our audience who might have missed it, because, you know, we did have a presence at Justin Fields' second pro day yesterday. What did you get from Terry Fontenot?
Well, number one, it's good business to go out there and look at what's available. Certainly when you go shopping, you're going to look at everything. And I think it makes a point of going down every aisle. And certainly the quarterbacks are a very it's an elusive get. You know that as well as I do, Carl, to get the guy. I mean, we've been blessed since 2008 to have a guy that we took third overall that's played as well as Matt Ryan has played in his career, because there's a laundry list of guys that were taken in the same area of Matt Ryan through the years that have not turned out very good at all. So that's one thing that we need to sit back and take notice of. But I think Terry also, it also is an indicator, and he talked about this, Carl, was if I'm not at every quarterback's pro day, then that tells everybody else in the league I'm not taking that guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so by him being there, you don't know what he's going to do. Does he like Trey Lance? Does he like Mac Jones? Obviously, there's a lot to like about Justin Fields. I don't think the other two guys are going to be on the board. That certainly looks like the case. So we're talking about those three quarterbacks. So I think it makes good business to see who might be a quarterback for another team and just kind of get a look at him and what he's about. But it also makes good business in the fact that you keep your cards close to your vest. They don't know if you're taking a guy or not.
Right. It's Dave Archer with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com Hotline Atlanta's Ford dealer, trying to figure out what the Falcons are going to be doing. We got our draft coverage. Man, Carl, what, we're 2 weeks away.
Yes, sir. April 29th. Countdown is on.
Yeah, and Arch will be there, and I'll just be drinking beer at home, and you and I will just watch it. But anyway, the Falcons, and we love that idea, Archer, trading back. And again, there'll always be more quarterbacks, although Fields is appealing because of the connection here. But, I mean, to address defensive and or edge rusher, safety, corner, interior line, to me, you do that from going back, because it's such a deep class for offensive line especially.
Yeah, I think the offensive line, and there's some guys, Mike, that are kind of hidden as tackles, and they're going to be good players. Elijah Vera Tucker, who played tackle at USC, 6'4", 315-pounder, is ideal to slide inside. Rashawn Slater, I know you guys have talked about him at a Northwestern, mm-hmm. a 6'4", 314-pound left tackle for Northwestern, but he's, again, another one of those guys you see sliding inside of Jake Matthews at the left guard spot. And you could even say that Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech at 6'5", 314 could probably slide in there as well. He's got really good feet. He was outstanding in their run game at Virginia Tech. So there's a number of guys in that first round or early part of the second round, they're going to be available that are those multiple level guys, whether they play outside, inside, wherever, and it obviously adds some depth to you. So the cornerback spot, there's probably three, maybe four corners that are going to go in the first round. They're all kind of bunched between like number 8 and about 15. You're talking about Surtain, Farley, and Horn. Those guys are all going to kind of be bunched in that area. Is there a run on those guys? They're all big and all can run. Is that a guy you'd like to grab to play opposite A.J. Terrell? That kind of tastes pretty good. And then all of a sudden you look up and maybe one of those running backs is sitting at the top of the second round, a Najee Harris or a Travis Etienne or somebody like that sitting there waiting for you to gobble him up. There's just so many things that could happen here for Atlanta. But I think trading back to me, Mike, and I know you guys have talked at length about this, this kind of gives you an extra pick or two maybe in that top 45 where you right. can grab three of the top 45 guys of the draft.
Archer, I've gotten this a lot. Dukes, why are we not focused on defense early in this draft? All I keep hearing is offense, offense, offense. What would you say to people who asked that question and saw that our defense last year, what it was, what it's been for the last few years, and how we need to improve there, but yet we continue to talk about these offensive pieces early in this draft?
Well, I think that the reason you talk a little bit about the offense is because Terry put in our minds best player available. And so who is the best player available defensively? It's probably Micah Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State, who, by the way, guys, I don't know if you saw his pro day, at 6'3", 246, broke off a 4.39 40
Monster.
Right. at 246 pounds. So he's probably the best defensive player in the top 10. The only guy I really see creeping into the top 10 other than him is maybe Patrick Surtain.
Right.
And he would be the back end of the top 10. So it is offensive loaded. And if you're looking at it from best player available standpoint, then that's why you're talking offensive player, whether it's an offensive lineman. If you move back, then the DBs come into play. And certainly maybe a guy like Zaven Collins, who's an outstanding linebacker from Tulsa, who I've got in my top 15 best players available on the board, would be sitting there, a guy that not a lot of people know about, that's 6'5", 259 pounds, that can run, that can cover, can rush the passer. But those pass rushers, guys, I know people talk a little bit about Kwity Paye. Maybe is he available? He's not a guy that's a top 10 guy. Jalen Phillips out of Miami. I love Jalen Phillips. Not a top 10 guy. Yeah, Gregory Rousseau, another Miami dude. I don't think he's top 10. I don't know if he's top 15. So that's why you got to be careful about taking one of these guys too early, because you might be able to get him a little bit later on, and maybe that's part of that trade scenario where you move back and get another chip pick.
Yeah, man, I know that we got an offensive line that we've asked you before about Hennessy at center, and you believe in Hennessy, though? He's going to, I mean, because a new set of coaches, new group, got to get a guard in there. Can Gono even battle for that guard spot, or is that a pipe dream?
No, I think you're going to have a battle for the left guard spot, and, okay. And unless you draft a guy, unless you go draft LeSean Slater in that, and you move back and get him at 9, 10, 11,
right.
Get you an extra pick, and now Slater slides from left tackle where he played at Northwestern to inside Jake Matthews, and you like the way that looks.
Arch, it's going to be intriguing to say the least. I know you're part of our draft coverage. You've been talking about it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will be on April 29th. After us, 6 to 8, college football game time with Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. 8 till 11, guys, the primetime draft show. Conti, Wes, and our man, Dave Archer. Arch, thanks so much, and can't wait to see where this goes with our Falcons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.